Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Here we go. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to all clap and then we'll be synced, right?
This is the first time we're attempting this.
3, 2, 1. Oh, come on!
Wow.
Sounded like a firing squad.
Man, the temptation for humor there was very strong. I resisted.
What, to wait
to
like
do
5
something?
Minutes and, oh, there you go. That was Eric. It's okay. I always have to shift things around anyway.
Some of these more recent episodes, it's going to be like we'll be reacting to each other before the other person speaks. Just like out of the blue, it's like, ah, that's hilarious. And like 2 seconds later, the joke's told.
Yeah, it'll like make us look like we're psychic, but no, I just shift everything around. It's super easy. You don't have to worry about it. It's fine.
Psychic and hilarious.
The other weird thing is like, even with it, I will say that I love this joke that everyone's got going on, but
yeah.
Even by doing this, everything's delayed over the internet.
Yeah, there's a
so I can't
lag.
Actually use anyway.
The only thing
it
does is
it works for the files we send you, at least. Because the clap happens in real time for us.
That's true. But then other people don't hear, right? Like,
I mean, everything is,
hear...
there's a little bit of variability anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
I'm sorry to even talk about it.
Previously on, oh wait, I'm just, previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh God. See, look how much you made it saturate or whatever it's called.
Saturated.
Just say it like a normal freaking person.
Previously on
Eric,
Pork Fried
Eric, I just want to say, I think that's the best summary you've ever done.
Yes,
well, you'll be disappointed.
Don't continue. Aw, oh, man, no.
See, I'm psychic.
Nice! Oh, God.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Victor, a poor aspiring mage of the Amber Temple wanted to be the victor.
Whoa!
And then one day he was walking through Berez and up through the mountains led the party to a paz. Solenka, that is. Really cold. Twig-gig tea.
What?
Well, the first thing you know, two demon statues are in the air, and Batwack said, I'll climb all the way up there. Victor said, the Amber Temple is the place we ought to be, so they slaughtered both the Vrocks, and up the road they all did flee. Just 40 feet, that is. In a tower. Sleepover. The Barovia Strahdkillies!
I bet Rafina can play the banjo.
Yeah, you should have told her beforehand.
That's her playing.
Oh my God, my head, the back of my head hurts. Ow. Oh, already. Too much smiling.
Okay. I wrote that while you guys were talking, just so you know.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you serious?
And, and blindly downloaded the MP3. I'm glad it played correctly.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Thank you. As almost as impressive as my reading of it.
Well, you didn't have any chance to practice. You just did it right now.
Normally, I practice for hours for these.
Yeah, not at all.
Hey, you don't know.
No, I can tell you. Usually, write them like 2 hours before we do it. But in this case, I had no. I thought you were. I thought that's what you were doing over here. I was over there. You were here doing something.
I was actually preparing the game itself.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, you guys are all idiots, and I have to recap it every week for you.
He's talking to you, audience.
Partially. No, for them, I only do it every other week.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Get rid of this page telling me what words rhyme with free. Get rid of the Beverly Hillbillies lyrics. Okay, now we're clear. So, you all decided to spend the night in the tower. I want everybody to give me perception checks.
Okay.
Because you said you set a watch.
Yes, we did. We joked about it and actually did it.
16.
A grand total of 7, Eric.
A grand total of 4.
Hmm.
Lang's kind of tired.
Yeah, I have a 4 too.
What did you roll, Katie?
Will's kind of lazy.
Yeah, oh yes.
Also, all right.
Even if I had a good one, I'd pretend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to turn my head toward the door to see if anyone's there.
So, for most of you, the night goes uneventfully. It is, despite Will's best efforts to constantly cast Create Bonfire. No, I think guys said you did try to gather some wood. There's a couple scraggly trees nearby. So you're able to keep a fire going.
Phew.
You know, it's still pretty cold. It seems like there's maybe even a storm coming in. The winds start to intensify, and they're howling through the floor up above. If you remember, a lot of the windows up there are broken. But Batwack, in a lull in the winds during your watch, at one point, you think you hear, it's very faint, it could almost be as if you imagined it, but you're pretty sure you heard it, the cry of a bird, like very far away. So it sounds faint. It's like a hawk shriek or whatever they're called. You know, that sound you always hear in movies when they dive for a rabbit or whatever. Though they probably don't make any noise, probably being very quiet in actuality.
I'm coming for you, bunny rabbit!
Coffee Confessor, please tell us,
yes.
As our resident
yes.
flying animal expert.
Yes.
You know, they commented on our episode where I gave all the appropriate facts about bats when we were back in that cave and I told everybody to correct us via 5-star reviews. They didn't do it via 5-star reviews, but...
Well, she probably already has left us.
Maybe. But she made sure, she confirmed, I'll put it here on record, everything I said was 100% accurate.
Nope.
Hey, edit that out. Whoever edits this, edit out Katie saying nope.
Well, I've got some bad news for you.
But yeah, so it's kind of like that hawk cry, that stereotypical hawk cry you hear, but like extremely deep, like very low, and also very far away. So if you were to hear it, you could tell that it's something far away, but it must be very, very loud. Otherwise, nothing really happens overnight, besides everybody trying to sleep while chattering teeth basically the whole time.
I mean, is this something that I would think is unusual? The thing that's unusual about it is that it's extra low.
Yeah, basically, you think that you could assume it's probably something very large. But otherwise, you know, doesn't seem to be anywhere nearby.
Okay. Well, if it's not nearby, then I'm not going to let it disturb me too much.
Got it.
Roll over and... take a big snore.
Bathwick goes back to sleep on his watch.
Yeah. Oh no, this is on my watch. Oh.
I amend my statement about nothing happens overnight.
Wide awake. Bathwick's chin touches his shield and his head jerks up and into the air. All right.
All right. So morning breaks. The sky is very dark gray. The clouds above are becoming more and more thick, and the snow is falling as it was before, maybe a little bit heavier. You think you might be in for some inclement weather ahead on your journey.
Oh, crap.
The clouds are cawing like large baritone predatory birds.
So, do you all begin down the road? Or do you not?
I'm just going to mention to everybody what I heard last night. I have no idea what it was.
Probably just one of the night butterflies that I've heard tell of.
Yeah, they have really large wings and really tiny bodies.
Said Rafina unhelpfully.
Maybe they're on the bridge.
It sounded really far away.
Which direction could you hear it coming from?
I don't know, my ears.
He just points direction. To his head.
This is where the hearing took place. The source, on the other hand, could be anywhere.
Nick is curiously looking at Bathwack's head, trying to see if he sees any ears. He's having trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. Did I get any sense of where it was coming from?
No.
It was just really far away.
Too hard to say.
Well, there seems to be a path forward. Over the bridge, maybe we'll get some answers if we cross it. Or we'll die in the river.
What else might happen?
Well, we saw the bridge last night, and it's like, if you try to, okay, picture a sack of flour. This would be a sack of flour with a big hole in it that's letting all the flour out. So in this example, the bridge has a hole in it that might let us,
out of it,
represented by the flour, out into the river, and we would drown.
But then there would be some delicious bread being made under the, you know, under the bridge, so.
Yep. That's,
yeah.
That's how you make
bread.
So it
might be worth it.
You pour flour into
flour
cold water.
Flour and water! Flour and water is basically it. You can make some crappy bread with that. You know, you can.
Right? What? That's how you make glue.
That's how you make glue, did you say?
How you make glue? Why is my microphone causing
such... It's terrible. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. There was a major malfunction in Abby's mic at this point, and we had to kind of stop and figure that out. So there was a giant chunk of us kind of meddling with that for a while, and then we went back to playing and couldn't figure out where we were.
So you head down the road, and you're at the Amber Temple. Good job!
I have to keep all that in there. There's no way.
Good! No.
I don't know what we
That's
were saying.
That's not what happens.
Though.
You were talking about the bird.
Yeah.
And it was far away.
And we were like...
So you all decided to mount a hunting party. You set off into the wilderness.
What?
Tracking spore of giant falcons and...
Well, I thought, I mean, well, I don't know. What I got out of that whole conversation was that I need to find a sack of flour and dump it in that river and make some bread.
I mean, or that's glue.
I mean, the river probably has some hellish name. And, you know, if we turn it, if we use it to make bread, I feel like it's going to be this delightful place now.
Satan's Bakery.
Yes, sounds good. We could like put jalapenos in it. It could be our thing. It could be like a real thing.
And
yeah,
like rotten eggs.
Jalapenos.
I don't know who you could probably
for
garden
Satan's
Rafina
Bakery.
For Satan's Bakery. So it's hot.
I just like hell.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
This is all on our sign. Satan's Bakery. So it's hot, like hell, where Satan lives. And this is his bakery.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Established 666. You know, the number of the beast, like in the Bible.
Like Satan. Well,
yeah.
Satan is that stuff. Satan.
So, you've completed the Amber Temple. Good job, everyone.
Oh, no.
Why didn't we think of this sooner?
Is Victor still with us?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he made it through the Amber Temple. Yay!
No way. He doesn't even make it past Satan's Bakery, man.
No, he's with you in spirit. You had to consume him.
Oh.
In the middle of the temple.
Oh, no.
For sustenance. So you each have a part of him deep within you.
He's the number one ingredient in Satan's bread.
Oh, it's a short-lived business. He's gone after a little bit.
Yep. I mean, certain parts of him are undigestible. They'll pass through. You can use them again.
Whoa!
Satan's Bakery.
Then it's like that coffee with the beans that get pooped out. So it's like Satan's Asshole's Bakery.
Yeah.
You know, the
Satan's
things that
Asshole's Bakery.
So, Strata's dead. You've all made your way back to normal lives.
Play the ending music. We did it.
This is how the game has to go from now on.
Oh, man.
Good times.
So we're standing outside this tower in the freezing cold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Snow.
Talking about Satan's Bakery.
Snow is now currently up to your chest.
Great.
Oh, Lank's dead at this point, then.
No, Lank's chest. It's just like a half an inch.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's a dusting.
I am always amazed by how hard Lank punches.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this right now?
Because Lank
well, because
here.
He's almost buried in an inch of snow.
Suddenly, Rafina's worried about being off track.
But when he hits me, I'm almost dead.
Why are
we
really need
a taskmaster.
Oh my god! How dare
we're
you!
We're on such a roll!
Did he punch the snow? I don't understand.
No,
such a
but
roll.
He's
we got
he's hit
Satan's
me several
bakery.
Times.
Where they make right. rolls. Another bakery. Because it's a bakery. Anyway, Lang's going to head up to the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. That's what I'd like to do.
All right. I'm going to assume the rest of you are, unless you have something better to say.
I'm just going to say that, that was a covertly challenge. I'm going Fuck. To put one of my costume coats, because I have like extra costume stuff mm-hmm. is like part of what's in my pack. I'm going to put that under my fancy coat so I don't freeze to death. But no one can tell except that I totally
you all
look
can
puffy.
Tell.
Yeah, everyone can tell. But I put my nice coat over that.
Or you
and
think
I'm
Will has had an allergic reaction to the jalapenos in the bread. And
yeah.
He needs some cortisone.
What is it? What does your costume coat look like?
I have one that's like, it's even fancier. It's like for like a royal kind of person.
Oh, does it have frills?
Probably has frills. Yeah. But I don't want to wear that.
I don't know.
Nobody should know. Don't yeah. look at my frills.
The back of the neck, the frill pops up.
No! Yep.
So. You've all died of old age.
Does that and that? And his frock coat and bippity bippity.
Yes!
Okay, please continue.
So, you make your way back up the road to the bridge. It is as I had described before. Either end has these arches dominated by these two statues of armored knights on horseback with lances charging at one another.
Right.
As you get into view of the span of the bridge itself, a little bit of snow has accumulated on the bridge. Parts of the walls that enclose the bridge have fallen away in places, like Lank was concerned with his apt bag of flour metaphor. And the other notable thing you'll see is that in the center of the bridge, facing you, is a black-cloaked rider on a charcoal-colored horse.
Oh no, like a real one? Not a statue?
Not
yeah,
a statue.
That was going to be my question. Oh, okay.
At least you assume. The cloak is fluttering in the breeze. The snow seems to be slowly accumulating on the figure's shoulders. You see the breath pluming from the nose of the horse.
Oh,
as it stands and faces you, pretty much directly in the center.
The snow, is it windy as well? Would a voice carry across the bridge, or would it get swallowed up in the wind?
You think you could reach the figure with a shout?
Having asked that, I'm not sure what I would shout.
Let it all out.
Hello! Seems pretty safe.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Kindly. Yeah. Like your face.
Hello, I'm Rafina.
I was talking to the guy at the other end of the bridge.
So was I, Lane.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The figure just stands there, or, well, sits there on the horse. The horse stands there.
Okay, well.
He's blocking our path?
I mean, it's not, the bridge is not literally the width of a horse, but... You would have to go very close to him to cross the bridge.
I am going to try to find a path, a safe path, because I'm lightweight enough. I'm going to go like along with my pike, do some pike poking, and look for safe places to walk.
On the bridge itself, you mean?
Yeah.
You're just concerned. Okay, I wasn't sure if you were like trying to like go around or down or under, because the. I don't know if I said this before. This is a very high bridge. It's...
Well, according to the topographical map, the bank is a 400-foot drop.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Where
so
is the map still loaded, by the way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. Great.
Yeah, the river is 500 feet below.
Holy cow.
And it's barely visible through the fog and the mists and the sheeting snow. Can snow sheet?
Sure.
You have sheeting rain. You don't have sheeting snow.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Are you sheeting me?
the shitting snow. All right.
I'm going to explain to the party first. I'm going to say I'm going to try to find, make sure that it's safe to cross.
Okay.
I'm going to, can I shout over to the guy and be like, may we pass?
You get no response.
What a dick. That's what I say out loud. Just kidding, I don't say that out loud.
I wish they would talk to us when we talk to them. It's very discouraging.
Oh, I'm going to... Sorry. I'm just going to mount Steed. And,
okay.
Kat, can we...
It might be safer if you Does Steed weigh anything?
Ooh. Yes, he weighs as much as a horse does. Oh.
That's why I thought it might be a good idea not to...
Okay, you go last, Bathwack. Fall to your death after we all get across. Promise?
Okay. Pinky swearsies.
So I think, can I get within? He's midway through the bridge. How long is the bridge?
It is 90 feet long.
90 feet long. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I'd like to start to ride out onto the bridge and then use Divine Sense. I want to get some idea of if this thing is alive or dead or spiritual or what.
Lank, I see your token has tiptoed its way towards the center. I will note, just in case you would have changed your actions, about halfway between the end of the bridge and the figure, so like a quarter of the way across total, the mane of the horse erupts in bright orange and yellow flame.
Whoa, dude!
Oh, Bucephalus! Bucephalus! Bucephalus? Somebody call Bucephalus and see if he comes to you.
Why don't you do it, Will?
It was my idea. Someone else has to execute it.
Somebody call a fire truck.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, yes. Lang sprints the rest of the distance. Oh shit, he starts slapping at the horse's mane. Get a blanket, son of a bitch, what are you doing? Stop, drop, and roll, horse, stop, drop, and roll! Lang's trying to push the horse over.
Into the river. Satan's horse bread.
Yeah, I probably would then have stopped about right about there. Right about there on that there bridge, you know. And maybe I said, okay. Bucephalus? ?
You see the horse paw at the ground with one of its front hooves.
Oh my god.
Wait, is it hostile right now?
I turn around to Bathwack. Is this bad?
This is Strahd! If that's Bucephalus, this is Strahd, guys. Come back.
Oh. We're all still asleep in the tower, right?
Says Will from Velaki. Come back.
Yeah, this is all a collective dream.
All right, well, I'm not going to try to calm emotions then if it's Strahd.
So Lank is going to trade Pike for Warhammer.
Yeah, so what about Divine Sense? Can I use that? Although we're reasonably sure this is Bucephalus now, but I would know for sure.
What does Divine Sense do again?
Locate Celestial Fiend or Undead within 60 feet.
Okay. You detect your steed below you, I think, is Celestial.
yeah.
Otherwise, you detect no such creature within that distance.
Would my weapon be able to tell if this was my mortal enemy?
Perhaps. Maybe if you take aim.
Well, I'm not going to threaten him with it.
Just be like, hey, you want a bullet? I can throw it. A bolt? You want a bolt? I'll throw it to you.
A bolt?
You want one?
So, I'm confused. Vampires are undead, right?
Turn blue?
Yeah. That's not Strahd, guys.
Maybe it's Blinsky.
Lang sprints at him with his maul.
Even if it means I'm going with you, we're going over that side.
Wait, it's not Strahd. Wait a second. No. Okay. How can you tell?
Strahd. Strahd's a vampire, right? And he's undead, yeah?
Also, Bucephalus is a fiend.
Oh, well, would he know
that? Yeah, okay. I don't think that's Strahd.
I'll assume he does.
So neither of things...
that's not Strahd. There's no way that's Strahd.
All right, well, then I'm calming emotions.
How do you know? I say around the side of the wall.
I'm reasonably certain. Why don't you go up and talk to him?
Lank is going to proceed again. Cautiously, but still making his way across the bridge, to make sure there are no missing stones or anything.
All right. Do you want to cast Calm Emotions, Rafina?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I pull a dandelion out of my satchel, and I blow the white things, and they float on over to them 60 feet away. They're amazing.
Whoa.
And they land on his little black coatedness, and then he has to roll.
Okay. It's a good thing you brought that dandelion.
I've been carrying it a long time.
Where are you? Did you just, while Lank was cautiously going along the bridge, you just walk past him and go and throw a dandelion at this guy?
Well, it, the little seedling things flew very far.
Yes. 60 feet.
They can go 60 feet.
A dandelion puffball.
Yeah.
I imagine the camera just like following one of these seeds before the castle.
I didn't realize you had such an artistic cinematographic imagination.
Maybe it, like, it's the one that like floats away, like it's not on target, and like you could see it go over the mountains and through, and
or it drops directly down, or
it's eaten by an enormously large creature that caws in a very deep.
It lands on its nose. It inhales. It goes up in. It goes. And it falls over dead.
Whoa, Rafina! She's so powerful.
Did the creature fail the saving throw?
You do not get the sense that anything failed a saving throw.
Does it succeeded a saving throw?
You do not get the sense that a creature failed a saving throw within the sphere that you attempted to suppress emotions.
It's not a creature.
Ooh, can I roll for, like, determining whether it's, like, a major illusion or something like I can do?
Sure.
Can I, what would I, arcana or, like, intuition or, like, I'm an idiot. I don't know what that would be, but see if I can detect it. Let's see.
I would say do investigation.
Investigation? Oh, I rolled crappily. I'm rolling very bad tonight. 7.
Okay. You don't know.
Yeah.
It could be still. You know that Major Image is pretty powerful in terms of spells. So you think it very well could be something like that. But from where you are, no way to tell for sure. Maybe if you got up close and personal, start poking at it, smelling it, tasting it.
Is Bathwack ahead of me? Like, everyone's on the bridge, right? Almost, except for me and Rafina.
Yeah, I was going to, I didn't say this yet, but I was going to try to follow some distance behind Link. I'm on the horse, and he was wary of me riding out on the horse, so I'm going to stay sort of in the middle of the bridge, away from the edges that are cracked, but give him some room. Why, did you want me next to you, Will?
No. I was going to throw a rock, but then I realized that Lank is there, so Lank would first get hit, and I'm not sure about what I think about Lank, because I apparently know him or something. But he is tough, and he could probably handle it if Strahd came after him, you know? That's a lie. it's just my really bad justification. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, like, maybe we should just throw something and see if it goes through him. I'll say that to Rafina if she's next to me. I'll say that because, like, if it's a major... I can cast something that makes something appear like that, and if you touch it, you can go through it. So if we throw a rock through it, we'll be able to tell... if it's just an illusion or if it's a person.
You want us to throw a rock at it.
That was just my idea because Bathwack's over there. And then he's in front of us, so we don't have to worry, Rafina.
Oh. We could have Bathwack throw Lank and see if Lank flies through him.
That's also true and doesn't involve me. So go ahead, guys. Did anyone hear the plan?
So Will yells this. Lank, what are you doing?
I probably at this point I'm nearly to the other end of the bridge.
You just kind of skirt past it? The horse and rider?
Isn't the horse and rider up around?
They're in the center.
Oh, they're in the center. Oh, well then, yes. Okay. I'm going to walk right up to it.
And
say hello again.
Okay. The horse is breathing heavily, pretty much directly into your face. The breath washes over you. It's very warm.
So it feels sticky. Real.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Lank's going to put a hand out to the horse.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Well, the horse is on fire, right?
Its mane is.
The mane is on fire.
The mane is on fire.
Lank reaches up to pet the horse. Ah, I forgot you were on fire.
It doesn't move to meet your hand. Like maybe you might imagine a horse doing, but it doesn't seem to shy away from your hand either.
Hmm. I look up at the rider. Does your horse bite?
The rider does not respond. Its face is completely cloaked in shadow. The hood is pulled down so far that you cannot make any features
Lang's going to touch the flank as high up as he can to sort of pet it.
Okay.
I'm going to speak, I'm going to cast Command.
Okay. Do you do that, like, as he's touching it, or?
Yeah, who are you trying to command me not to touch it?
No, I was going to command the rider.
Oh.
Well, I'll say this, as you touch the flank of the horse, beneath your hand you feel nothing, and the image before you disperses like ash in the wind.
Whoa.
And you see it sort of drift away down to the, whatever, I think it's south, the direction that the river is flowing.
Not into the river? Come on!
Maybe eventually.
Aww. Needs to mix in with the stuff down there.
Lang's gonna get into, like, fighting stance in case that was a prelude to something.
Okay.
Anybody see anything? Other than that thing that just happened?
I don't know. Should we make perception checks or something?
I see a wasted spell.
If you would like to, that'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Natural 20! Natural 20! After rolling a 2 and a...
It's a shame that you're 2 zip codes away hiding under a table.
Natural 6!
Hey, Bathwack, me too!
Yay!
So that's a total of 8.
I have 9. No, 8!
I like turtles!
I like turtles.
That's for a natural 6.
Just kidding, I have an 8.
All right.
Blank's still in a cloud of ash. Phantom horse!
All right. Let's see, and Will, you're way over there with a natural 20. What do you notice? You notice through the sheeting snow, the two statues on the top of the arch on the other side of the bridge, you can see the one on the left is mostly crumbled away.
Okay.
So it's in disrepair on the left side. The one on the right looks intact. The two on the arch on your side are in pretty good shape. They're worn, but they're not crumbled away like the one on the left of the far one is.
Okay.
You also notice that Victor looks very antsy, almost as if he has to pee, but you think it's just that he wants to go.
Hmm.
And you notice that Esmeralda's kind of sitting back, kind of with her arms crossed. She doesn't look like she is in any rush at all.
What?
You've noticed too much.
I know. I'm so much information. I don't even know what to do with that.
Also, you noticed your fly is down.
It took a natural 20, but finally.
It's been down the whole adventure.
Yep.
Sweet. Yeah. That's weird.
Everyone turns to each other like, oh, he finally noticed. Oh.
Esmeralda looks like she doesn't want to go, or like...
She's in no
What's
hurry.
The problem, Esmeralda? Like, what? Looking weird over there.
What's the problem with what?
You don't want to go here, huh?
Have I not said that countless times?
All right,
this
fine.
This is a fool's errand.
I just didn't know if my natural 20 mattered. Apparently not. Just checking. Victor's all excited. You're not. I get it. Story time. Okay. Excuse me, miss.
Well, that's your fault for rolling a 20 in a place where it didn't matter.
That's like apparently when I only roll 20s is when it doesn't matter. And like the crumbled thing across the way, there's nothing different, like glittering or something under it or anything. It's just like that it's crumbled.
You just noticed that.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
You also think that the bridge is in good enough shape to carry any of you across. You're not really worried about it falling down, especially if you stay away from any obvious points of distress.
Okay. Well, it's time to go. All good, guys. I thought it was an image. I mean, an illusion. You can ask Rafina. Verified. Fact.
I don't
Let's
remember.
Go. You don't remember. I don't remember. Of course you don't.
I'm sure he's telling the truth. Okay, let's go.
That's all I do.
That's all.
I tell the truth.
Lank will resume his cautious trek to the other side of the bridge.
All right. Bathwack, are you following along?
Yeah, I'm going to follow.
Okay. Bathwack, as you cross the point where the rider was standing, that's the point at which most of the biggest chunk of wall is missing on the downriver side of the bridge.
Oh.
And as you pass there, I'm assuming you're probably going to try to stick away from that with Steed to...
I would prefer to.
So stick to the up
yeah, so
river,
it,
up...
If it matches the map, then I'm going to try to I mean, I'm not going to hug the walls if I don't have to.
Right.
But I'm going to stay away from the most broken areas.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, Bethwack, are you wearing your steed belt?
What?
Steed belt! Steed belt! Oh. Steed belt!
Oh. Oh, ha, ha.
Assuming you're keeping an eye on that kind of broken spot just as you're going, just being careful to pick your way along. You're like sort of switching back and forth side to side with your view. And at one point on the upriver side of things down below, you catch a glimpse sort of, it's mostly kind of foggy. You can barely even see the river down below. It's the Luna River, in case anybody wanted to know.
The Luna River. River.
Yep. Here it's a pretty,
That's such a nice name. Hereafter called Satan's River.
Satan's Asshole Bakery River.
It's probably Mother Night, as in Luna, as in Mother Night.
That's true.
But in this waterway below, it's mostly quite tumultuous. It's a raging river below. And your die-hard whitewater rafters would have a lot of fun, at least on this stretch of the river. But again, like I said, mostly it's obscured by fog. You mostly gather this for the noise of the rapids and falls below. As you're going on the upstream side, you catch sight, the mist parts a little bit, and you see within this kind of chaos of the river, you catch sight of a clear pool. Water is rushing by on either side, and there's even a small cataract that feeds into it. Hmm. But the pool itself, it's what through whatever means, the different rocks that are in the river, it's almost supernaturally still. Like, it's almost as if it's, like the surface is glass-like, from what you can tell. Again, it's 500 feet below. But it's very odd.
Is it fleeting, or are the clouds parted for, you know, for some period of time?
Basically, as soon as you catch sight of it, your vision seems to be undisturbed. The mist stays parted for you to observe this pool.
All of us, or just the perception?
Well, Lank didn't notice it as he went by. Bathwack is the next, and he is noticing this pool.
I see. So I just immediately sort of telepathically command Steed to draw up to a stop.
Okay.
And I'm to kind of trans. Sorry?
Sorry. I thought you were going to say to just jump off. The just jump. Jumping up, almost. Jumping off of things.
Almost. I was so tempted when I was fighting those zombies on that bridge to leap off into that waterfall. But I mean, as far as anyone else can tell, I'm just sort of transfixed on looking out over the water. Mm-hmm.
As you stare into it, it reminds you of this feeling you've always had of sort of in terms of your beliefs and your connection to your God, you know, and your soul, this vision of this waterfall feeding into a still pool, you know, your soul, as you've described to yourself. And then on the surface of the pool itself, you feel like you start to see appear sort of these vague facial features. It's almost as if a face is looking up at you. You get no sense of malice or anything like that. It's very, peaceful, calm sort of radiates outward from this visage that you glimpse in this pool.
Yeah, so I know this face. Maybe I don't know its name, but I know this face. So I'm going to dismount and kneel and sort of touch my holy symbol and pray. So I'm like the cross that's around my neck right now, or whatever it is. What is the... Yeah, it looks like a cross, right?
The one that you got?
The one that I have, yeah.
I think it's a sun, I believe.
It's a sun?
Yeah, it's a figure of a sunbursty kind of thing.
But it's attached to the necklace around my, the chain links around my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll kneel down and say a prayer. I don't want to close my eyes or anything. I want to keep looking at this pool.
Got it. As you pray, this face is just looking up at you, just sort of bestowing calm upon you. And then you hear a voice in your head as if it's speaking to you. You don't see it. It's not like booming out. Nobody else hears this. And you can tell you're not hearing it through your quote unquote ears. But it says, just in this very assuring voice, it says, "They are not who they seem."
Oh, great.
They. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
And then the mists roll in. If you look down again, if you try to catch a glimpse of it, if they part at all, you still see the pool there, but It's a pool that you would expect to see within a river like this. It's you know, the surface
pool or something.
Yeah, it's certainly not still at all. Yeah, like a whirling eddies all through it and stuff like that.
I'm going to continue saying a prayer, but I'm going to just sort of meditate on this idea of they, because I don't know who they are.
And the rest of you, if you're starting to cross the
bridge.
Yeah,
how long does it take? Can I go and push
the horse
in the- yeah!
Definitely in your way.
Can I push that horse in, off the bridge into the water? They're right by this hole! Get out of my way! Give me a strength check.
For Steed's third demise.
No, I wouldn't push your poor green horse.
I wouldn't push your horse.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wouldn't push your horse.
Your horse is a fine traveling companion. You, on the other hand.
Yeah, it's like, he's like right at the place where there's a... He can't even get by! Move! I want to get off this bridge.
Aspect, what are you doing? Why are you talking to your necklace?
What are you talking
about?
Rafina has no idea about religion or holy symbols or prayer or anything.
What the hell is prayer? What? Like,
my whole life I've talked to my things and it's great things have happened.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's a weird time.
All right, I'll get back on steed and begin riding toward the edge. Fine. Get
no answer as usual.
No answer. Just quiet.
He's so nice. Like, I say something like that, and he's just like, I'll just get out of the way. Will, like, part of Will actually is like, wait a second, was I just rude? And this guy's actually kind of nice. No! Not true. It's just the worst.
Then with the tip of his longsword, he draws another check mark on the back of his shield, and you see the back of his shield is just full of scratch marks.
And then the top is a rough carving of a mustache.
I'll just stay and run Satan's Bakery, guys. Go on. I see the tally. Just keep going.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for.
So, the rest of you can make your way across the bridge. None of you have any religious epiphanies, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your worldview.
Whipcrack sends me jumping into the river in surprise.
You continue along your way. You've safely navigated the most hazardous part of the Salinka Pass. You eventually make your way to a crossroads, at which point Victor directs you the correct way to the Amber Tamblyn.
I hope we get to meet Amber Tamblyn. Do you have your impression of Amber Tamblyn ready to go? I'm a girl. I don't know how.
I'm on house.
I'm married to David Cross.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey, fact you didn't even know.
Hey.
That's it.
You stupid bastard.
Nobody else like.
Sorry, I don't read People magazine. Sorry, I'm not educated like you.
I was gonna say, like, probably nobody even listening is gonna know who that is. Like, it's no, but I don't even know if any of our friends know. I don't even know if anyone gets our joke about Amber Tamblyn.
I didn't know who Amber Tamblyn was.
She's an actress. She's married to David Cross.
David Cross.
Fact.
I know her.
Fact brought to you by People magazine.
Wait, the David Cross?
Yeah, the one from Arrested Development.
Yeah, he blew himself. Yeah.
Cool.
She's like a cool, like, well, she's an actress, she's a writer, she's like a feminist icon or something like that, but then there was like controversy. I know too much! Mm-hmm. I know too much about Amber Tamblyn.
And she's a temple.
She's obviously an old little tumble, that's what I'm talking right now. She's obviously a temple. That is true.
So, you get to this crossroads a few miles down the road. It's like 3 miles. And he directs you. He's referring to his tomes. And he knows that which way to go to get to the Tamblyn. So he's going to continue to lead you that way. Unless any of you have a compelling reason why you would not want to go that way. Good. All right. So,
How cold is it? Is it freezing?
It's cold.
Am I dying?
Yeah, the snow is really kicked up. Oh, it's hard to see more than 30 feet ahead.
You've only become aware of your coldness because Esmeralda teased you about your coat. Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it her? Or was it you? It was Rufina. She just doesn't remember.
Rufina has pulled out her North Face parka out of her terrarium. What were you saying, Alex?
It sounded really disdainful.
It was.
Alex!
I just want to know how long we've been walking.
Well, it was about 3 miles from the bridge to the split in the road, the fork in the road.
All right. So we've...
Not too far.
It's still the morning. We've been...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not, like, pushing through snowdrifts yet.
Okay.
Is Bernard warm? Can I, like...
cut him open and lay inside him?
Yes!
I forgot to mention wow. One of the animals he can be is a tauntaun.
Oh my god!
No, that's a...
That's chewy.
Will wouldn't want that because I hear they smell bad on the outside.
Yes, absolutely. No, that would be terrible. I would die of being frozen first.
Yeah, now I want to know about the familiar killing dynamics. Like, can you really climb inside your familiar? Please find out.
Please would it be warm? That's what I'm saying. Is he actually a bear? Like, would I be able to warm my hand on him subtly without looking like a big old wiener wimpy head?
Well, you know that when he actually dies, he disappears. So when you cut open his gut, when you climb in, you're good for like...
1 second.
Well, it depends on how you wound him. Like, if you keep him alive, like, you know, if you keep his vitals mostly intact.
Don't you bleed out on me right away, you selfish bastard.
You use one of your hot base spells to suture him or to cauterize the wound from the inside.
No! Ah! I suffocate to death.
So, like, depending on family dynamics, you can summon your favorite familiar to keep you alive. Cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you could use Dimension Door and you could describe the point at which you want to reappear, and it's just right within his. Stomach cavity.
Oh no, that's cruel.
This is giving me
that's cruel. That crosses the line.
Oh, but can Will use Dimension Door in that way anytime he wants? Like, not, you know, to crawl inside of Bathwax, but you know, instead of an enemy. That's pretty cool.
Eric's looking at me like, he'll have to think about that. And then by the time it happens, he'll say no.
Yep.
No fun.
It's okay, because Will would never do that.
Yeah, it's
too
disgusting.
Gross.
Maybe
doesn't
I'll
matter.
Do it to Bathwack. I'll cast Dimension Door and I'll throw Bathwack through it into something's insides. Can I do that?
You end up splinched.
Oh, no!
Right.
So, continuing down the road, you've made the turn towards the Tamblin. I need everybody to again roll me some perception checks.
Well, this hasn't gone so far. This hasn't gone well so far. That sentence didn't go too well either.
It hasn't gone so far. You're right.
I have a 19.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I got a natural 20.
Nice! Yay.
All right. Anybody else?
I got a 10.
Did you get mine?
19.
You did. And you memorized it.
I memorized it. What about Bathwack?
17.
Okay. Bathwack, Rufina, and Lank, as you're continuing on, you notice on the cliffs above you to your left, maybe 200 feet up or so, this figure silhouetted against the dark sky.
Ooh.
Lank, with your magnificent perception, and maybe it's just the angle that you're at since you're so short, you're able to make out that this figure is the figure of a mountain goat.
Oh!
But not only do you see that it is a mountain goat, even from this distance, you're able to see this sort of glowing hate within its eyes.
What?
You can also tell, most of you would not have gathered this, you would have incorrectly judged the distance between you and the goat, but Lank, you can tell this goat is about 9 feet tall.
Whoa!
Why would a goat hate us?
There's a 9-foot-tall hate goat watching us.
Why?
Now I'm sure.
Why would a goat feed us.
I'm sure we're asleep now.
I'm so cold. I can't see it. It's like he'll see it later. His eyes are frozen.
Yep.
That's what someone's gonna say about me.
But you said it's 200 feet up. I mean, I for one, I'm now gonna talk to the team. Okay, so there's a malicious goat up there. I don't have any desire to climb up 200 feet to ask him what his deal is. I would vote to just keep going.
Esmeralda chimes in and she says, I think we should keep going. I think I've heard tale of this creature. I believe its name is Bloodhorn.
What?
And it
Bloodhorn Leghorn.
Oh, damn it, now I have to come up with a voice for this goat.
I say.
I say,
words cannot express the level of loathing I feel toward you.
Bloodhorn Leghorn. That's totally the title of this, whatever this one is.
I can't believe it's not going to be Satan's Bakery.
I guess it could be either, but Bloodhorn Leghorn.
There's something about, yeah.
I could draw that somehow. We gotta figure out. Oh, that's too funny. Oh my god.
I don't think Bloodhorn Leghorn is going to like being called Bloodhorn Leghorn.
I think only Rafina would think to call him Bloodhorn Leghorn, though. She'd be like, oh my god, like Bloodhorn Leghorn? And we'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
All right, so as you guys have mocked Bloodhorn, he has descended the 200 feet.
Oh no! Point.
He stands among you, all realize he's there, he looks at you with these hateful eyes, and then he just destroys all of you.
Oh no!
So humiliating!
What a dick.
Don't you get humor? Come on!
Haven't you heard of Southern hospitality? Double joke, you're actually in the southern part of Barovia right now. Esmeralda informs you that this goat, it's also known by the druids and the sort of nature-y primal types in Barovia as Sangzor.
Whoa!
But colloquially, Bloodhorn.
Alright, does anyone want like a horn of it his for like a quest? Is that something that we've heard at all? I don't think so let's...
Is it in the cards? Going. Guys, let's review all the cards.
All right, let's read the cards all over again. Just kidding. No, thank you.
Look to the garden, not to the goat horn.
Oh my goodness. Salthazar? What did you say?
Sangzor.
Sangzor.
Do you ask her to spell it?
Nope, I'm just writing it down in case it ever comes up again.
But yes, I think we should press on. It doesn't seem to be an immediate threat, and I would not like to see that it be so.
All right, boss. And then I freeze my way past.
Is there anything in your infinite perception here that explains why why it hates us? Does it have
Yeah,
I think we should talk and walk at the same time.
Okay, let's go.
I think we probably are. But, it sounds like from Esmeralda's description that he doesn't really need a reason.
Okay, he's just trying.
Probably just the default for him.
You forgot that you use these old tin cans as insulation, and you're just walking down the road. The road. I don't know why I said road like that.
Good. Okay, very good. Okay.
All right, so you leave the goat behind and above as you continue on. If you ever glance back up at it, it looks like it's if it's tracking your every move.
Oh, seriously?
Just staring at you as you go.
But
it's not like following along. No, it's with its head tracking you, not with its feet.
It's too lazy to follow us, I can tell.
It's frozen to the ground.
Yeah, what are we even afraid of? Move on.
All right. And eventually, you round a curve on the pass, and the road you're on looks like it basically dead ends towards a cliff ahead. But as you get closer, and you can make out more details through the snow, you're able to see this massive edifice carved into the cliff above you. And Victor begins jumping up and down and clapping his hands. So you think it's pretty safe to assume that you have in fact reached the exterior of the Amber Tamblyn.
Whoa!
We're here. It's better than I imagined, guys.
And then we all wake up back in the tower. Shit.
The road at this point is basically obscured by snow. You can see the front of the structure is 50 feet high and has six alcoves containing 20-foot-tall statues. Each statue is carved from a single block of amber and depicts a faceless hooded figure, its hands pressed together in a gesture of prayer.
Mm.
Between the two innermost statues is a 20-foot-tall archway with a staircase leading down.
Down? Come on!
Okay, wait.
Go underground or something?
Into a hole in the ground?
Just down.
It looks like there's
just
a,
down.
It's not a ladder. It's a staircase.
It looks like there's a lot of rubble. Like, what? Is it falling apart? Did you say that? Like, is it crumbling and stuff? Or is it just...
It's weather-worn, but that's mostly, you think, basically just...
It's just we have
stuff.
The overhead view, and I see all that, and
yeah,
I'm wondering
it's just,
if it's falling apart or something.
No, I mean, it's probably stuff broken off of the cliff above. I mean, you see a few chunks taken out of the wall here and there,
okay.
But it seems mostly intact. You think it would take a lot for this an edifice of this size to really be broken down.
Do we see any signs of life, like recent life around here, like footprints or anything around the outside? I think before I go in, Will's gonna
roll
investigate around.
Investigation.
All right. A fucking natural one. Are my eyes actually frozen? I think my eyes are actually frozen.
You know, despite your best efforts, you look long and hard, but you do not see any signs of any recent...
of any temple at all.
Suddenly you look up and right in front of you is Sangzor.
Oh no! I made my way back to the goat.
And 200 feet up, you're on that ledge that you saw him on.
I'm just so confused and frozen.
You have this big magnifying glass that's been following around, you look up. There you go.
I'm screwed.
Alright, so you guys see Will scrabbling around on the ground, digging through the snow, looking for footprints.
I'm like disoriented.
Well, did you lose your glasses? Is your monocle gone? What happened?
Monocle! Who do you think I am, Mr. Peanut? Sorry, that's only a reference that you would get, so I had to say it.
I mean, lorgnette, excuse me.
Lank, I'm assuming you're in the temple by now?
Yep.
Should we check out these statues? I mean, I'm blind digging through the snow, but does anyone else want
to
check out?
If people are cold, maybe we should go indoors.
People? Me?
Yes, you. Maybe if you're cold, we should go indoors.
Oh, man.
I will say that basically as soon as you get there,
yeah.
Victor is going inside.
Oh, you idiot.
No.
He's gone!
Well, then Lank's going inside, too.
All right.
Hey, don't you think we should talk about this?
Yeah, I do think that I'm disoriented, though.
Do you want him to go into the temple by himself while we sit and talk about this?
Fine! Just let me... I'm here, finally! This is where I'm meant to be!
All right, Victor, then throw me your wizard robe so I can use it as a coat and investigate.
Yeah,
out
Victor,
here,
leave all your belongings here.
Yes. Leave some extra clothes, please.
Victor, have any weapons?
He has his spell book and his mind.
Let me try again. Does he have any weapons? Sounds like the answer is no.
Can I ride Steed through the front door?
It is wide enough, yes.
Whoa.
All right, I'll stay mounted then.
It's really rude to ride your horse into someone's room.
Did anybody want to do anything? A few of the party are headed again.
Really want to get a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Could we take a tiny break?
Oh, yes.
Can I roll for Frosted Flakes, please?
Yes, let's take a break. You can decide whether you let Victor head on to his fame and glory, or if you get in his way.
Fame and glory.
What do you think about? Okay, I'll be back.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.